Greetings to everyone joining us for a new episode of the European Hoops Podcast. We cover the EuroLeague and the top FIBA events. I am André, and with me, our basketball expert, Diogo Valente.
Hi, André. Hi, guys. Hope everything is okay with y'all. We are here for another episode of the European Hoops Podcast. Hopefully, you guys stay with us and tune in for the rest of our episodes. André, let us know, man. What are we talking about today?
Today, we continue our series of previews, and we are here to talk about Partizan and Valencia, what these teams change during the offseason, and what can we expect from them. Diogo, you ready to go?
100% ready, man. Let's get it started.
Let's start with Partizan, that continue to have the almighty Slavko Obradovic leading the team as head coach. They were able to retain Avramovic, Kevin Panter, Nuno Lee, Ladej, also Smiljic, Tristan Vukcevic apparently will be with the team. He was drafted to the NBA by the Washington Wizards, but they added several players like PJ Dozier, Jaramaz, Ponitka, and Kaminsky. So let's get to it. Let's talk about these players, and let's start with the guards, PJ Dozier and Jaramaz. What do you expect from them, and how well do they fit what this team needed?
I really like the addition of PJ Dozier. I think he's a guy, he didn't have a lot of luck in the NBA, but I think the EuroLeague is a hell of a stage for him to play, and I think he will fit right in. He's a big guard, he's a lengthy guard, and he's able to play multiple positions and also guard multiple positions. So I think that's going to be a very good option to have on the backcourt with Kevin Porter Jr. And then a guy like Jaramaz, who is just a hell of a shooter and a very good player overall. And I believe both these guys can really help this Partizan team, and they're going to be exciting for sure. Especially PJ Dozier.
Yeah, I'm also very excited about Dozier. I think that he will be able to play from 1 to 3, somewhat how Exum was doing for them last season. Exum is one of the players leaving this team.
Yeah, another perfect comparison.
In terms of how he will be able to perform, especially defensively. Offensively, they are slightly different players, but I'm also quite excited with they being able to add this player to this team. They lost Exum, they lost Losor, they lost Papa Petru, they lost Madar. They were able to build a very strong backcourt with these players alongside Avramovic, Andzukic, and Panter that continue with the team for this edition of the EuroLeague. Let's then look into the forward position and to Mateusz Ponitka. How good will Ponitka be with Obradovic?
I expect him to have a much better season than he did last year with Panathinaikos. I think he's also a guy that can play multiple positions. For Poland national team, he usually plays the point guard a lot. So I believe he's going to be able to help Partizan's team a lot. And I think Coach Obradovic is going to have a hell of an effect on him. So I think he's going to be a very positive contributor to this team, and he's going to help them a lot, for sure.
Now, let's look into the big man, and they added Frank Kaminsky. I think that Frank Kaminsky will be absolutely great in the EuroLeague. I think his game will translate, and I'm excited about adding this piece to this team.
We agree on this. I mean, there's not a lot of NBA centers who are perfect transitions to the EuroLeague, but I think Kaminsky is one of them. I mean, He's a very smart player. He can shoot the three, he can score inside, and he can pass the ball as well. So I believe playing alongside a guy like Ladej is going to be a very nice combo at the big man slot. So I think Kaminsky is going to be a very good player in the EuroLeague level, and he's going to help Partizan's team a lot. I love this team. Like, I think they did a really good job in the offseason, and these four additions were very important for them. No doubt about that.
We went over the four players that they added this offseason. Do you think that this team is one player away of being complete and balanced? And if you could add a player to this team, which type of player would you be looking at? Or not just which type of player, but which position you will want to reinforce?
Okay, so first of all, I think this team is completely stacked. They have a hell of a roster, and I think they're going to be amazing. I still feel like they could use a natural point guard, but they have so many players that can play that role. I mean, if you look at it, they have Ponitka, PJ Dozier, Kevin Panter, Avramovic. They have a lot of guys that can fill that role. And even though they are not natural point guards, I think they can fill that role nicely enough for this team to be a contender. I have them as contenders for this season. Especially after what happened last year in the playoffs, I think they're going to come out with revenge. And Coach Obradovic, he's one of the best in history. So I think he's going to lead these guys to a hell of a season. and I have them as contenders. And I really think they can go all the way because I really enjoy this team. And I do have a question for you.
Go ahead.
After we talked about all these guys, so you have the four guys that came in, and then they kept Avramovic, Punter, Nunali, Lede, Smilagic. So in your opinion, and obviously it's still early, the season hasn't started, but who do you think would be their best closing five? Because I think the closing five that I have, I think is probably the best five in EuroLeague, the best lineup in EuroLeague. One of, for sure.
That's a great question. And they have, like you said, they are stacked. And I also have them as contenders. And honestly, I will get to your question just in a moment. But honestly, I could almost blindly, without looking at the roster, just see Coach Obradovic in the bench, knowing that they were eliminated in the playoffs last season. I'll say, this team will be fighting to be in the Final Four. Almost without looking at the roster, I look at the roster and I say, yes, they have the pieces to be fighting for the Final Four.
Sure.
And they will be on that mix. Their best closing five or their best five. Well, Panther, Dogier will be there. Kaminsky will be there. Lede will be there. And for me, it comes down to Ponitka or Nunali. I think I will prefer Nunali's shooting. And so I will go with Dogier, Panther, Nunali, Lede, and Kaminsky. Who do you have?
Before I answer that, would you consider a three-guard lineup with Dozier, Panther, and Avramovic?
Avramovic, yes. After the World Cup, I absolutely would consider. Yeah. And I think that would be great.
Yeah, because that was my, like, I had those four. And then for my fifth slot, I was torn between Avramovic, Ponitka, or Nunali. And maybe Avramovic would be one of the best options here because with the length that they have with Dozier, who can play the three, and then guys like Lede and Kaminsky inside, I think they could afford to go with those three guards with Avramovic, Punter, and Dozier, and I think they would be solid. So this is whichever option you pick, like for this fifth guy, this is a hell of a lineup regardless, and with Coach Obradovic on the sideline, I mean, they have a chance to really do something special this season.
For me, not only is just because he's the easiest fit in that three position, a small forward position. He has the size, he has the shooting, he has the length. So it's just a very easy piece to fit with the other ones. Now, I think it will just come down to matchups and they will be able to adjust. They will play the three-guard lineup. They will be able to play Ponitka. They will be able to sometimes even play smaller with Lede and Ponitka in the front court and maybe Nunali or play ultra small if they have to. They will just be able to show so many different looks. And on top of that, they have very good depth with Yaramaz, with Smalagic, besides this group of seven players that we mentioned that will be in the competition for their best closing five. And they are just a very, very good unit, a very, very good team. And I expect great things from this Partizan team during this EuroLeague season. And I think they will be one of the most entertaining teams to watch. And we know that is both inside and outside the court. So a lot of very good reasons to follow this Partizan team during this EuroLeague season.
For sure.
They were almost out of the EuroLeague, but in the end they are back, and I'm glad they are back because they looked like a team that was in pace to fight for more last season. In the end they fell short, but the team with the head coach Alex Monbrou is back, Valencia is back to this edition of the EuroLeague. They were able to keep Chris Jones, Hermanson that unfortunately got hurt again, Puerto, Xabi Lopez Arostegui, Claver and Pradilla stayed, but they also added several new players to this team. And we start with Cassius Robertson. What do you expect to see from Cassius?
Well, I mean, Valencia plays fast and they like to shoot a lot. That's a characteristic of Coach Monbrou. And I think Cassius can add to that. I think he's a very capable scorer who can shoot the three as well. So I think that's what he's going to bring to this team. And I think he'll fit right in.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that they will have many good backcourt players and a lot of good rotation pieces in this team. And Cassius will be one of them that will be able to add to the style of play to this Valencia team. Jovic was another addition for the guard position. Do you think that he will be able to give them different looks in the backcourt?
I think he's going to add not only from a leadership role and as far as being a guy who is more experienced than the rest of them, but also I think he gives them a better option to play in the half court because they usually play fast. But once they have to play half court, and now especially that they don't have Dubljević, I think this guy is going to be the one who can set it up offensively in the half court offense. And I think he's a very decent playmaker and a very good passer. So I think he's gonna set up shooters. He's gonna give them open shots, and he's gonna be a very good option for Valencia.
Let's talk about Semi Ojeleye and Damien English. What do you expect from these two players, and how good will they be for Valencia?
I think especially Ojeleye is gonna be a very good player for Valencia, because I feel like he's a very good complement to Vitor Claver, a more physical guy who is more of a defender but can also shoot the ball, especially from the corners. So I think those two guys are going to work together very well. And then English, he is a capable scorer. We'll see what he's able to do at the EuroLeague level, but he certainly can help them in coming off the bench and provide them some scoring off the bench for them. I think these two guys fit what Valencia tries to do, which is to defend and then to play fast offensively and shoot a lot. So both these guys are capable of doing that. So I like it. I think it's a good fit.
All right. Let's then talk about the last three players that this Valencia team was able to add. And these players will be playing the power forward and center positions. They were Nate Rovers, Boubacar Touré, and Brandon Davis. Which of these players do you think will be able to give more to this Valencia team? And which of them do you see being a very impactful piece for this season?
Again, like we said about some players in the previous teams, fresh start. I think Brandon Davis can have one right here. Last season, it was kind of a bit disappointing for him in Milan, as the whole team was, until Napier got there and they started rolling. But I think Brandon Davis can have a very big impact on this Valencia team. He gives them a very different look from what Dubljević was able to giving them. So I think Davis brings in a little bit more athleticism, and them bringing in guys like Ojeleye and now Brandon Davis can provide them some more athleticism and some more energy on their play style, which is a lot of very finesse, like just shooting and running. I think they can be more aggressive this season with these two guys, especially playing high minutes. So I think Davis is going to be very important for them, and I think he's going to have a much better season this season.
You were mentioning Dubljević, and Dubljević was one of the players that left this Valencia team. Another players were Clement Prepelic, Shannon Evans, Jazzy Oliveiro, Kyle Alexander, James Webb III, and others. There was quite a bit of turnover with this Valencia team. Which differences do you see from these new pieces, and what can Valencia fans expect to see different heading to this team? And also, which concerns do you have regarding the Valencia team, and can they be one of the teams in the fight for the playoffs?
It's going to be tough. I mean, and I hate to be repetitive, but there are so many great teams. It's going to be tough. I do believe they can be better than last season, but it's just the level of talent all around is very, very hard to compete with. But I think they're going to be better. I think their play style will kind of be the same as far as like shooting a lot. But I think they're going to be much better defensively, with Ojeleye and Brandon Davis being very good presences in there. So I think Valencia will be better overall. Could that give them a better spot in the rankings? I don't know about that, just because the other teams have improved so much. So, but I think they'll be better. I'm curious to see how they play.
In the last episode, we spoke about Virtus, and I think these two teams are somewhat in the same bucket. They are good teams with good rosters. They will be competitive, but it's hard to see them as clear favorites to be a playoff team. I do think that they will be on the fight, and especially playing at home, we know how good Valencia can be. But I think there is a group of teams that are slightly below, but with the addition of the play-in, it will leave things more open and the competition will be so fierce. It will be fierce for the top of the EuroLeague, but it will also be fierce on this range from 11 to 16, probably, that we will have a group of 3, 4, 5 teams that will be forming during the season. And I think Valencia is probably within that group, a team that will be competitive, a team that will play probably good basketball, that we will see an improvement even from Coach Alex Mumbrú from last season to this season, that they have some intriguing pieces that will be able to allow them to perform better on both sides of the court, and some different pieces from what they have. And I think that places them on that lower end of the playing fight. Are you in agreement with me there?
But yeah, I mean, first of all, the EuroLeague is going to be so deep next season. We could see like the last place be in the fight until like the final 2 or 3 games. So I really think it's going to be that close. So yeah, I mean, I think they're a tier below the rest of the teams, and not just them, but like teams like Valencia, Alba, Virtus maybe are probably a tier below the rest of the teams, but they may still be in the hunt, because I really think it's going to be that close between like the first half and then the second half, I think it's going to be very close. So,
and when we are saying this,
it could
this,
go either way.
Yeah, and when we are saying this, we are not just we try to bring it to you guys as raw as we can, as honest as we can, and have good analysis of what to expect from this season of Valencia and of all the other teams. And we do like the improvements that these teams made. We are indeed excited about seeing some players playing in different scenarios or playing for the first time in the EuroLeague. And we do think that they will be good additions to these teams. It just really comes down to the level of the competition. And the years
Absolutely.
Ahead for the EuroLeague are very, very promising. And if the pattern continues of growth during the from season to season, we will just have a very high level of competition. And we know that in EuroLeague there aren't things such as tanking, there aren't things such as rebuild. So it comes down to compete for every single game, and that's what these teams do. These teams want to be back, want to fight to get to the playoffs, to be back, want to perform at such a high level that they will be able to get some of the wild cards. So there are no teams playing to lose or to rebuild or thinking just about the future. We have good and exciting projects, and I think Valencia is deserving to be back in the EuroLeague and will be one of the very entertaining teams to watch. And if you have a chance to go and watch some of their home games, the crowd usually is fantastic. The games are usually extremely competitive, and I think we will see more of that from Valencia during this season. This leads us to the end of this episode, where we spoke about Partizan that replaced Dante Exum with PJ Dodgier, Matias Lessors with Frank Kaminski, Papa Petru with Ponitka, and Jan Madar with Jaramaz, a team that we both believe that will be strong contenders on this edition of the EuroLeague. A team with Zlatko Obradovic is always an elite team, and this team came strong with pieces that fit with each other. And it's a team to be excited about heading into this new edition of the EuroLeague. And also Valencia, that brings several new players in, like Sammy Ojale, Brandon Davis, Damien English, Cassius Robertson, Nate Rovers, and Stefan Jovic. It's a team that had some turnover during this offseason, but it's a team that is a deserving return to the EuroLeague, and it will be a highly competitive team that we certainly will enjoy to follow during this EuroLeague season. And as always, stick with us, subscribe to the podcast, follow us on Twitter so you don't miss out on any new episodes. I remind you that we will be bringing episodes every day from Monday to Thursday until the start of the EuroLeague that is close, and it's arriving already next week. We will be previewing the seasons of all the teams that are missing, and we will, in the end of all of this previous series, have an episode where we bring you our insights and our overall preview of the EuroLeague with our power rankings, find out which teams are our favorites to win it all, which teams we expect to be the more competitive ones, and which teams have a harder path ahead in a competition that nobody plays to lose, everybody tries to win. As always, I will be talking with you guys soon.
Bye guys, see you on next episode.